Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by 123.ie. Don't make insurance a hot topic. Just go to 123.ie, where simple is smarter.
Now, we're going to talk about something now that might not be suitable for younger ears, as I mentioned just before the break there, or perhaps even some older ones. Many men, and indeed some women, don't like to talk or even think about the vagina. Lynn Enright is the author of Vagina, a Re-Education. Lynn, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Now, why is it called a re-education rather than an education?
Interesting question. Good question. Nobody's asked me that one before, but I think that it was to do with the fact that there are so many myths out there, and there are so many myths and maybe even downright lies that we've been told. So one of the things that came up and that I was really interested in and I devoted a whole chapter to was the hymen. And so we've been told that the hymen is kind of like a seal or like a cling film like covering that covers the vagina until you have sex, penetrative sex for the first time. And I had sort of grown up having quite a different experience of that myself, but still believing that at some level, even though it didn't tally with my own experience, until I read somewhere, you know, that that's just not what it is. And I was in my 30s when I read that. And I just thought, actually, we need to educate ourselves, but we also need to re-educate ourselves to break down these myths and lies that we've been told and kind of start from a new place.
Who's telling the lies and why?
Ooh, big question. You know, I think that the lies that, well, they're everywhere, you know. I think that they're in our education and the sex education that we receive in school. They're in our culture. And I suppose why, because, I mean, the kind of simple, straight answer is because we live in a patriarchy, because men's bodies are seen as more important and the male experience is seen as more important. And so I think that we view a lot of the world and even women's bodies from that standpoint, from the point of men's bodies.
Or the vagina and all the constituent parts there have been described by men historically. So therefore, it's from a male point of view.
Totally.
It's the thing I put my penis into rather than actually, you know, what it is or what it's for when you own one.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think that's a really, really good point. You know, even in the way that we speak about the vagina as opposed to the vulva. And I used to not call my vulva a vulva. I call the whole area a vagina. And I didn't think that there was anything particularly wrong about that. You know, I thought it was a little bit pedantic to go around using the term vulva until I started doing the research. And I realized that actually, you know, if we don't name the vulva and if we don't talk about the clitoris and the labia, we are in effect leaving all of that out. So we're calling the vagina a vagina, and the vagina is kind of, you know, a hole where a penis can go or a baby can come out, and we're not hugely comfortable talking about that, but we're more comfortable talking about heterosexual sex and childbirth than we are talking about kind of female pleasure that can exist without a man and without his penis.
Actually, on that point, do describe the difference. What is the difference between a vulva and a vagina?
Okay, so basically the vagina is the tube that goes from the vaginal opening to the cervix and the uterus. So it's inside the body, whereas the vulva is everything that's outside, the external genitalia. So the vulva includes your clitoris and the clitoral hood and the labia, inner and outer, and then the vaginal opening and the urethral opening and kind of that whole area.
Yeah, so yeah, and commonly the whole thing is referred to as a vagina. I actually don't know why that is, really, given that's the bit on the inside or inside-ish.
Yeah, so yeah. No, I just never really thought of it as being that important. And there have been feminists and philosophers and psychologists who have argued that it is really important. And there's one Harriet Lerner who says it's like a psychic mutilation. You know, what isn't named isn't there in a way. So when we don't say the vulva, we don't consider the vulva.
Yeah, and it's interesting. One of the things you talk about in the book is labiaplasty. Is the fastest growing type of surgery in the world. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
I think that a major reason is that girls are seeing mainstream porn before they're seeing a variety of normal vulvas out there in the world. You know, actually, if you think about it, because, you know, the vulva is obviously a private place. Also, if you're a straight woman, you don't see that many other vulvas. So you see your own, perhaps, and then see what's in porn. And in porn, porn performers are quite likely to have had labiaplasty, or they'll have been selected because they have those sort of labia that are quite symmetrical, or that the inner labia sit neatly inside the outer labia. But for the average person, that's not the case. Mm. And so then girls who've seen those labia and then look at their own labia might feel lacking, or that theirs aren't normal. And so I think it is important that we talk about these things before girls see it in porn. Basically, you know, I feel like with online porn, the cat is out of the bag, you know, and we need to make our sex education face up to the fact that online porn is out there. So we need to talk to girls and to boys, I think, before they've seen it, so that they can watch it, if they do watch it, knowing that it doesn't reflect reality.
Yeah, because it's interesting that so many people go for that procedure, almost in a sense that, well, seems to come from a notion of what a vulva should look like. Mm-hmm. And it has to be neat and discreet and maybe not even that obvious.
Yeah.
If you're looking at somebody straight on, it needs to be kind of almost tucked away.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, and just another really disheartening and depressing realisation. You know, there are plastic surgeons making money from making women feel bad about how they look, you know, their faces and their breasts, and now their labia, which, you know, you would have thought it never occurred to me. But, you know, for young women, that is another area to feel bad about.
Yeah. Now, I want to ask you about the G-spot. This is a very male question, but it's always because I'm old enough to remember in the 80s, it was like discovering life on Mars. You know, it was suddenly this big thing and you had to find a G-spot and people were spending hours looking for it. And all. Is there such a thing?
That's a tricky question, because basically I don't think there is a clear answer. So some people report having a sensation there, a pleasurable sensation. And some people don't.
But where is there? It always seemed vague as to where it was, even.
Well, that's because there is no... Well, as far as scientists, kind of the most up-to-date science can say, there isn't an anatomical site, a distinct anatomical section called the G-spot.
Yeah.
But some people will report having greater sensitivity or pleasure on usually the front wall of the vagina. And so that's become known as the G-spot.
Okay.
But I do think that perhaps, like you said, you know, in the media, there was this glee almost about finding the G-spot. And I think for men, it was, you know, okay, well, you know, it because most women, right, don't orgasm through just vaginal penetrative sex. But because we were told, there's a G-spot, so if you're not orgasming that way, you're doing something wrong. Just find your G-spot, ladies. Whereas actually, you know, for most women, the clitoris is much more important.
Yeah. But all that time that we were talking about G-spots, maybe they just meant the clitoris.
Well, that's...
Because the clitoris is bigger than perhaps people realise.
Exactly. So that's another theory, is that when people do talk about the G-spot, they're talking about the parts of the clitoris that are inside the body that they can feel.
Yeah. The book is called Vagina, a Re-Education. Lynn Enright, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by 123.ie. Don't make insurance a hot topic. Just go to 123.ie, where simple is smarter.